All you could hear was a bunch of kids and stuff screaming and stuff. They were trapped underneath the wall. And we just worked as fast as we could to try to recover as many as we could. They were stuck underneath the wall and everything, and all you could hear, they were just crying for help. You could just hear the terror in their voices and stuff. They were really, really scared. All I saw was a bunch of debris flying and stuff, and the big tornado right behind me was just coming just straight my way. So I just had to just run as fast as we could.
I was a mile away, and you could see the debris, things getting thrown. I actually saw a pair of pants flying around. But, I mean, it was hands down one of the most scariest things I've ever saw in my life.
It was really loud. All I could hear is it sounded like a train, and then I could see black and gray, and then all I've seen is debris flying around and power flashes and stuff like that.
All right, sheer terror for the people in Oklahoma City suburb, one of them anyway, just absolutely devastating. The eyewitnesses to what could have been the end of their life, and sadly what was the end of the life for 51 people and 20 kids. As I said, sheer terror, miles of debris, a funnel cloud at the base, almost 2 miles wide, as it's been described. Now, that suburb I'm talking about is Moore, Oklahoma. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So Oklahoma has been declared by the president a major disaster area, and so it is. If you look at what's happening now, one hospital, 85 patients, including 65 children, in all being treated, 145 people at one point. Seven of the dead kids, because 20 of the 51 people were children. So seven of the dead were kids who were killed at a place called Plaza Towers Elementary School, which is no more. The tornado tore the roof off the school at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A teacher draped herself on top of 6 kids in a bathroom to try to shelter them. The dead kids sadly drowned in a pool of water at the decimated school. Reporters choked up so much they couldn't even continue as they were trying to give reports on the devastation. How many children are missing? How many children? They're saying, you know, maybe 30 more, but how many of them won't be pulled out alive? All that still remains a mystery. It's fluid, as they say. Students in 4th, 5th, and 6th grade evacuated to a church. That's from this Plaza Towers Elementary School. But students in the lower grades had sheltered right there in place in the school. So the one tiny, tiny silver lining, and it's not even a silver lining, except for that, thank goodness, there were some kids that were pulled live. You heard the description there. Kids were terrified. They were screaming. 2 hours after the tornado hit, several kids were, thank goodness, pulled out alive. At this point, in the wee hours where it's dark and it's being lit up by floodlights, the disaster area, it's very unlikely that this rescue mission turned recovery is going to yield anybody that will be alive. There are miracles, but it's not looking like there's going to be a miracle here if you think of pockets of air and all that kind of stuff. So the tornado kicked up a cloud of debris 2 miles wide, too. It looked like it was just eating anything in front of it. It just was flying around all over the place. Some people described horses being sucked up into the twister. So it's initially being classified as an EF4. There's arguments as to whether or not it's an EF4. Five, winds of up to 200 miles an hour. So the worst fears of anyone when a tornado hits have happened in this area. You know, even before the death toll kept going up and up and up, you looked at what was unbelievable aerial footage of this place, and there was no place. It looked like somebody just threw crackers out on brown dirt from way up above. It was just crazy. So usually in a tornado, you see homes that are obliterated and homes that look perfect across the street. This time, everything was leveled. Everything was leveled. It was amazing where somebody had, like, maybe one wall or one room that was standing. fire started and broke out among the ruins. People were walking around saying that they've lost everything. There are animals that are missing. Of course, the kids we already mentioned. There are people trying to be reunited with their families. And even as this happened in the afternoon, there is still some confusion for some. The good news is, boy, the relief was right there. Just immediately, the Red Cross opened a shelter. The University of Oklahoma opened some housing up because there's displaced families all over the place. But the sad news is, when you say elementary schools, one completely obliterated, Plaza Towers, and Briarwood Elementary School heavily damaged, you know that just tears at your heart because of the kids especially involved in this. Some people are comparing it to what happened in that Missouri tornado. Remember a couple of years ago, we were here on America Tonight, and that was in Joplin. That one blew through and killed 158 people, and it was awful to see the devastation of that. And this is similar to what it looks like. So you have flipped trucks and things just shredded. And you know, this is on the heels of what happened in Shawnee. So there are people being displaced all over the place because of tornadoes, whether it was Kansas, Texas, Iowa, but still nothing on top of the tower of pain. You know, for goodness sake, I guess in one way it's ridiculous to compare one person's pain to another, but the town most devastated, the area most devastated, really has to be this little piece of Oklahoma. And you can tell, the more you watch the footage, the more you really realize just how awful this was. So there's no doubt thoughts and prayers go to those people. What can you say? And you can certainly donate to the Red Cross, and that's what's going to happen. People are going to have to pull their lives back together again, but it's hard to imagine trying to unravel that, especially if you're dealing with the death. All those people who have to be buried, all those families that have to officially say goodbye, and yet there's still some that are missing. So the president declares a major disaster. Federal aid is available to people in those counties. And the governor, Mary Fallon, asked the people of Oklahoma for patience and promised that they're going to bring every single resource out that we can. And you think of, like I said, all the storms that we've had and the devastation and how many people are waiting for money, even in the Northeast from Sandy. Some of it has been doled out, but some people are still waiting. So the tornado struck at mid-afternoon. A 20-mile path is what it tore open. On the ground for 40 minutes is what they're saying. 40 minutes. How much damage can be done in that amount of time? A lot is the answer to that. All right, you want to throw in your two cents? Izzy, don't worry. We're going to you round the bend. And anybody else, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. Disasterstuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tonight about this trail of destruction left behind after tornadoes ripped up more Oklahoma for 40 minutes. You saw people with bandages on. It looked like a war zone. They took shelter in bathtubs, basements. Some had storm shelters and just tried to survive as a freight train ripped through their town, creating chaos, ruining lives, and leaving fires and debris everywhere in the end. 855-266-5283. You know, you can go back in history and look at the sizes of tornadoes, and there have been some devastating tornadoes in the history of the United States. But each and every time, and how somebody experiences that, it doesn't matter to look at comparison charts. If it's in your neighborhood, that's what you need to know. And this time, there wasn't a neighbor to run across the street to because their house was flattened, and they might have been dealing with the loss of people as well. Izzy in Missouri, she knows what it's like to get hit with some nasty weather. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. Yeah, 100-mile winds tonight.
That's crazy, yeah.
We got hammered, and so far, we have no power in the city for the most part. Our hospital is even out with only partial power. And my house, well, I have a tree on my neighbor's car.
Oh.
There are two power lines out in the street right now that are arcing that they can't get to because of the down trees. I lost part of my porch. I have branches through a window, through my roof. And I don't...
Wow.
I can't tell you about the rest of the town. I called out to the hospital. She said it's pretty bad that most of the town is out of power. And we have power companies coming in to help. But we got hammered, and we got hammered bad. We don't know about injuries yet because we have a lot of old homes and a lot of big old trees. Impossible to get through the street. But so far, no injuries have been reported.
Mm.
But three houses, just mine and two across the street, lost roofs.
Mm. Wow.
So it was a
little spooky. So it's bad.
Spooky. Well, I looked out my front door. And I said, that's it, I'm going to the basement. Never in the 19 years I've been here have I ever seen anything like this. Because I live on a hill, and normally you're fairly safe from a tornado. But I'm going to tell you, one minute it was so still, it was eerie. And the next, it was, you could not even see to the street from my door.
Oh.
And I even put my animals in the basement ahead of time. I said, I think I'm going to the basement now. And part of my basement wall is gone. It went with the tree.
Wow. Oh, Izzy, we are so sorry.
I cannot say about the rest because I have a landline phone and that's it. And
wow.
I have candles going. So I thought, what can I do? I cannot sleep. I think I'll mop my floor. I mean, you have to keep your spirit up. You absolutely have to because you don't know what's out there. And I looked out because I can see a long ways to the north, to the east, and to the south. So dark, Kate. It is so dark, it's eerie.
Mm.
And a lot of cell towers out. So people that have only cell phones, they have no communication.
Right. Yeah.
And I think I'm the only one on my block with a landline.
I would think you'd be popular. People would be knocking on the door. Izzy, please help us.
My door. It's like, leave me alone. Leave me alone. You're not coming in my house to use my phone. Besides, who are you going to call?
Right. Exactly. Because everybody's busy. Everybody's tied up trying to dig out. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, we're lucky, though. This one struck, I think, about 7 o'clock. Because I was thereabouts, give or take, and most people were either at home or going home, and school was out. So we didn't have a lot of people. School's in, because I understand
right.
To the west, it is even worse. But, see, we have a lot of these big old brick houses that they withstand a lot of this stuff. It's just the big old trees, let me tell you, when they, and I have bamboo impaled in my back door. I tried to go out my back door, and I'm like, oh, why won't it open? Well, that wind was so strong, and bamboo is almost virtually impossible to destroy.
Wow.
Or uproot. And I couldn't open my door, so I went out the front, discovered that my porch on the east side was missing. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, how'd that happen, yeah.
And I thought, oh, my God, I better be careful because it's all one long veranda-type porch. Well, I went around the side, and I looked, and I said, oh, my God, the bamboo has nailed my storm door to my inside door. I have to laugh, or I'll just sit and cry my head off. I will. And I thought, well, I'll have to get some strong guy to
help.
To get that out. But I do have a tree guy coming first thing in the morning, so I said, come on, Elijah, please, you have to get my tree off my neighbor's car.
And
I mean,
doing it.
It is so covered, I didn't even think the car was there. I go, please, God, don't let his car be in that driveway. Let him be gone. And no, it
wasn't.
I got on the phone right away, though, and called insurance and called the tree man. Because if nothing else, just get it off the car, and I'll worry about the rest of the, all the trees in my yard, everything, gone.
Wow.
Every tree I have, including my apple tree, is gone.
Wow. Incredible.
Okay. So, and I cannot report on the rest of the city because, honest to God,
you don't know.
there's just no, a lot of the landlines aren't even picking up.
Yeah.
And everything's closed. So,
wow.
Yeah, we got hammered. And I called my friend in central Illinois up in LaSalle County, and she said the wind and the rain and the thunder and lightning was so bad. And she said they had 100-mile-an-hour winds all the way up there. And that was not that long after we got hammered here. So this was a fast-moving storm. But I tell you what, there are a lot of prayers going out for the folks in Oklahoma. Oh, my God. I just, you know, and I had to thank the Lord. It sounds selfish, but thank God our school, none of our schools were in.
No kidding.
Because we've got one that's built, was built far out of town. It was a very stupid place to put it because it's on very open, very flat ground. It's just a magnet. And I thought, I don't know if the school is okay or not because, well, I don't have any radio, and yeah, I'm just about, can you just put me on hold forever, Matt, so I can at least listen to it?
I love it. I have to be put on hold so I can hear everything. Izzy, our thoughts are definitely with you, too, as well. Thank you for, you know, for calling us and telling us your plight, because that is true. These storms have really rattled the Midwest. It's just that so much of the focus is on this horrific situation in Moore, Oklahoma.
I've unfortunately got more bad news than what I was telling you off air. KFOR and KOCO are both confirming that they are expecting 40 more fatalities, so the death toll will climb to 91.
Wow. Wow, that is so sad. And you know, so many are kids, and that is just depressing. I mean, just you just feel for those families. I mean, absolutely awful. We have here, through the miracle of chat and email and everything else, Oklahoma Sweetheart giving us some information, also confirming what Matt said moments ago, 91 deaths so far, and talking about the fact, and this is a good point, that, and thanks for bringing this up, that gas is not good there. Gas is bad there, so that gives workers the headaches because they're digging through everything and that's what they're smelling, and it's very, very dangerous. Izzy talked about, when she was on the line, the fact that the cell towers are out in her area, and of course they're out there in Oklahoma as well. So unless somebody has a landline, and even then so much of that was pulled out too, but there's more of a chance of communication. So you do have people dealing with some really horrific conditions, and the news is just so gut-wrenching that the reporters who have, a lot of them who have been in Oklahoma City their whole lives, can barely talk after some of the things that they've seen. Oklahoma Sweetheart also throws this in. This is considered worse than the 99s and Joplin's worst storm in the nation's history, they're claiming. So, boy, the feeling for those parents is just awful as they have to identify their dead children. Wow. Stay with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight. Said your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight.
All right, to be sure. Certainly here in America tonight, you know that usually we zig and zag in a lot of different directions. A lot of the focus, though, has to be in this devastating time with really tornadoes and Mother Nature. In the entire Midwest, we've seen this, but now Oklahoma has become a horrific ground zero when you're talking about what I said moments ago, a 20-mile path of destruction. As Matt told us, we're talking about now 91. And how many are children, we don't know. Confirm 20 kids among the dead. And the assumptions are there could be more. Let's hope that's not the case. It's awful no matter what. And it's a question of rebuilding and picking up their lives. But that's not what's happening here. You're still in that shock stage. And I think that shock stage stays with you for a while. Some of the other crazy pictures that I saw. There was a woman sitting just on the curb. She looked like she could be anyone's cute grandmother that just came from bingo. A stylish woman with her cat just sitting there. She was perfectly together as though she had just been dropped into a devastating area. But everything around her, including her own home, car, everything was ruined, smashed, and she was just sitting there. And then there was the picture of a guy in overalls in a rocking chair, an older man, and he was rocking in an area that had nothing near him except for debris, and that was his house around him. So I think the images are what will really stay with so many of us. People, parents going to that school that was flattened, carrying their children from there, their faces beat up, and they look like they went through a war. Then the tales of people somehow surviving it when they didn't get to a shelter, when they weren't in some kind of any kind of a storm-proof area, as much as they could be, where they had to make life and death decisions of, okay, this is it. We could die, or we may survive this. So what are the choices here? Do we fling ourselves in the basement, and that's what you could do and you're supposed to do in many cases, but then often people there are injured and the debris comes down or what have you. I think there'll be more and more stories coming out of Oklahoma. The president declares it a disaster area, and of course it's about helping the people dig out, and already they're digging out, and they're trying to do everything they can to clear it, because that's the first thing you have to do anyway. You have to clear the debris. Strange timing on this, isn't it? We just went through this with the Family Guy and the Boston Marathon. And, you know, an explosion, that was part of the whole theme of this one episode of The Family Guy. And, of course, that was pulled after the marathon incident. But now the CBS comedy Molly and Mike, their season finale featured a tornado. And they had an announcement that because of the tornado in Oklahoma, they were preempting the finale and airing instead a rerun. They pulled it because the storyline would have been terrible. The storyline was a tornado hit Chicago, and that they finally are, you know, reunited, and then they tell each other how much they care for each other or whatever. But the whole idea is it's terrible because of this tornado that rips through the area. So naturally, that's not going to happen. That was a smart move by CBS. And you know, this Oklahoma tornado, 40 minutes on the ground, damaged businesses, homes, and two elementary schools. Tornado warnings were in effect at the time for Texas and for Kansas as that was happening in Oklahoma. I think part of the discussion afterwards will be, and part of it is already happening, is the warnings. You know, there is no exact perfect system. This is an area more Oklahoma, where they get tornadoes, where they've had some horrible storms that have ripped through that area. So when they see the warnings and know it's happening and they get, as some people have said, 30 minutes notice, why are they not clearing out every area they can? Now, some parents immediately went to the school, picked up their kids, and then that was it. But then there were these other kids, and the decision to move older kids out of the school and into this church turned out to be a good one. But then there was younger kids who were left behind who drowned. And who knows what happened to others as the wall collapsed. Some were rescued, but how many others could be part of this? The bodies that are being identified right now by relatives that are at the morgue, which I could only imagine is partially a makeshift morgue because there's no way there's room for that many people. So how much time? I've got another note here from Oklahoma Sweetheart who says, I would say they had at least a 15-minute warning, that 15-minute warning window. You know, the last tornado that we talked about, the one in Texas, we were talking about 13 minutes. So it all comes back around again to when you're in a position like you are in an area where you're prone to certain types of weather. It may never happen ever in your lifetime. You may hear from older people about the horrific storm that almost took their lives and how the town was ripped up, and it never happens during your lifetime. But there is no waiting anymore for this. I think the seriousness of discussing being as emergency ready as you can, I mean, you don't want to blame the people. It's not their fault. How can you ever think of that? How are you thinking 100%? Let's cover ourselves off. Because you don't. That's not how life works. And you haven't seen it. And you haven't lived through something like that. But now that they've lived through something like that, I bet you that you'll see more and more people saying they have to figure out a way to have a shelter. They have to have some kind of a, if there's enough warning, because often there isn't. They have to figure out what is the exact game plan. What is the exact game plan? And, you know, these kids and the decision of putting them in a hallway, of not being able to get them out in time, that kind of stuff. You just really feel for them. Because what kind of a decision would that be for a principal, for a teacher, for, you know, all that kind of stuff? And, you know, a strange thing is what I mentioned in the tornadoes that I covered when I was in the Midwest, when I was in Nebraska, I never covered any kind of a tornado that was, first of all, as wide as what we're talking about, these EF4s or almost 5s, and one that stayed around, that hung around for the length of time. When we're saying, oh yeah, 30 minutes, that 30 to 40 minutes, that's it. That's incredible. That's an incredibly long time. This is not what we would call the normal type of touchdown, but it can happen. Normally, it's what we keep saying. It hopscotches around and sometimes just twists off, and that's it. That's the end of the system. And where you have this crazy freight train kind of sound bearing down on a town or on people, then it becomes eerily quiet. But in this case, it was different. It was different because of the fact that it stayed there so long. People were taking out cell phones and shooting it from a distance. There's all kinds of videos as to what it looks like further out. And then, of course, when it bears down and it's coming down toward the school, it's just creepy, sad to see it, to look at it, to see this cluster of storms. So here you have the Tornado Monday, that's one day after those storms in Oklahoma that killed two older men in Shawnee. You have lots of people from Texas all the way up to the Great Lakes who have been warned and have been bracing for severe weather, and were worried about that on Monday. Flip trucks, people being, you know, tossed around, things and debris piling up and blowing all over the place, people trying to hang on to anything they can. And this was said by a few people. I was listening to what people had to say, and there must have been four or five people as they're trying to describe, when they're being asked again and again, what did they see, what was it like, that it was exactly like the movie Twister. Who knew that Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt movie was just completely, as far as that feeling, was completely on par with what it's like. The sound of the ripping through the drive-in and, you know, whatever. And we've got relief efforts on the way, relief already happening. That's the other good part of this. But the worst fears that you can imagine kicked into high gear in Oklahoma. And as soon as we started to see footage, you see a landscape just dotted with debris, and you just knew there was no homes that seemed to be standing, that people were walking around dazed, that this was going to be really, really bad. There was a horse farm that was just ripped up, you know, 100-plus horses that were lost in this. There were other people who had horses who tried to let the horses out of the barns to get them out and to see if they could somehow survive it, get away from the storm. But 40 minutes is a very, very long time. All right, some other things happening, so we'll mix in that too as well here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It is entirely appropriate that the president not be notified of something of an ongoing, not concluded inspector general audit of the IRS activity, because I guess the suggestion of alerting him is that then he would do something. And if he were to do something, imagine what that story would look like. On April 24th, as I said, the White House counsel, Kathy Rumler, was informed that the Inspector General for Tax Administration was completing a report about line IRS employees improperly scrutinizing what are known as 501c4 organizations by using words such as Tea Party and Patriot. We knew the subject of the investigation, and we knew the nature of some of the potential findings. But we did not have a copy of the draft report. We did not know the details, the scope, or the motivation surrounding the misconduct. And we did not know who was responsible.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
All right, our final turn here on this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. We've been talking about, with a heavy heart, the sad images coming out of Oklahoma and the deadly tornado that smashed and shattered way too many lives, 91 people dead, and some just not given a chance to survive that. Some families making it somehow, just houses shattered, just unbelievable destruction. Not what you normally see from a tornado. It was giant. almost an EF4. The National Weather Service, reluctant, I think, to call it that. They're saying EF5. They're calling it an EF4 and saying that it was on the ground for 30 to 40 minutes. Now it's about identifying the dead and trying to figure out how to take those tiny steps forward. But most people in shelters and just trying to wrap their heads around the grief, the unbelievable grief that they are now carrying around on their backs. And even the most optimistic person looking for any kind of a silver lining or some other door, I don't think they're going to find it in the next couple of days. It's just that sad to see those images, without a doubt. All right, what you heard there, though, was Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson. And, of course, at the press briefing, he was badgered about the IRS and when did Obama know what he knew. And you heard his snarky comment about, well, if he knew, can you imagine what the stories would be if he knew of what was happening, that they were going after or denying the tax-exempt status of groups that had Patriot in it and Tea Party in it. So Carney, though, almost seemed to contradict what they said last week about who was informed of the investigation and what they were told and when the White House counsel knew what, when were they alerted, and was it the week of April 22nd this year, and that's what they're saying about what happened. That's what he said back on May 13th. And now they're saying, oh, well, we found out just a couple of weeks ago. So it's very confusing as to what the lawyer in the White House even knew about the review being conducted and what the conclusion was by the inspector general and, you know, all that sort of stuff. That they, Carney said that the White House counsel, who's Kathy Ruemmler, was told on April 24th that the IRS inspector general was finishing a report about employees improperly scrutinizing organizations applying for tax-exempt status using words like Tea Party and Patriot. So there's a clash on stories a little bit here. How many weeks before did they know, and what happened then? And, you know, I think there's kind of a pattern here. They need to sit down and say, okay, what is the story? What is the date? What are we saying? It's like lawyers. When a lawyer, if you have a lawyer, something happens to you and it's unbelievable. You didn't do whatever you're being accused of doing, and the lawyer says, do not say anything no matter what they tell you. Do not say anything. It's almost like the White House needs to go through that cleansing process. Do not pretend you're watching Law and Order. Do not say anything until you are certain you are sticking with this story, because it seems fishy and suspicious when they switch. It's one thing to say, well, geez, I'm not certain of the date. Here's what I've been told. We're double-checking on that, blah, blah, blah. But it's not what happens. And I think if they would spare us the drip, drip, drip of a story, they'd probably come off better than being beaten up constantly about the other stories, whether it's the IRS, the AP, whatever, because it changes daily. It's different every single day. And dates are important. Dates are important because then it's showing you who knew what and how long did they know that and why wasn't something done sooner, or could they not do something sooner and they were waiting for the report. And that's what we don't know. That's where we can't fill in the blanks, because it just seems like everybody's lying. That's the problem. It seems like that's all we're getting when we shake. I call it shaking the snow globe. It's like a picture in my mind. I have a few snow globes. Unfortunately, none of D.C., but I do have New York. You know, shake the snow globe and just see, today it's snowing. I don't know if it's going to be snowing tomorrow. It's supposed to snow every day in the snow globe. And it's supposed to be that we get some straight answers every day from the White House on even the simplest of things, but we don't seem to get it. All right, what's interesting is this is starting to annoy the American public, because remember, power of the people, you have some say. You have a stake in your government. I have a stake in the government. That's what's called power to the people. You need to rattle a few cages if you're not happy. But people that took this ABC News Washington Post poll rejected special scrutiny of conservative groups by the IRS, the suspect and administration cover-up of the Benghazi incident, and expressed substantial distrust of the federal government more generally. So now the national survey is basically telling us there might not be a specific backlash against the president, and the job approval rating is stable. It's, you know, 51%. But this contentious, what we said, when we knew it, all that kind of stuff is starting to wear on all of our nerves. And it doesn't matter if your friend is the most liberal Democrat on the block that you know. It's across the board. The feeling of, you know, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of being treated this way, and I don't like it. So that's going to start to hit them more and more if they continue to do this. And of course we're pretty suspicious of what we're seeing. You know, there's a high level of partisanship that is absolutely out there. That's part of the government. And it's politics as usual. So how are we supposed to trust in any of those branches if that's what we're seeing, meaning the legislative branch too as well? So the general distrust just keeps on circulating. So where are we headed? Like with the AP phone records, which I think is one of the worst offenses, because you have to have a free press if you're going to find out anything that they don't want you to find out. Americans in the same poll, by 69% to 29%, say they're concerned in trying to protect classified information the federal government will improperly intrude on the freedom of the press. And, you know, did the prosecutors, were they justified in getting the phone records through a court order and the results that came across in the end? Is it because the leaks are related to terrorism? Are the public a little more forgiving when it comes to that? It seems as though they are. That's why the approval ratings are still okay. You know, still 50-some, 51. But eventually, as if this continues in the same direction, I think that will most likely erode. All right, bringing it back around to the people in Oklahoma. The latest, of course, that we know is 91. It's identification, a time where they're trying to process the kids and trying to process the adults, which must be just an awful task for any mortuary, let alone any coroner trying to do that in a timely fashion. And this massive twister has left way, way too many lives ripped in all kinds of pieces, just like the debris on the ground.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.